Grudden, two goals for you this afternoon. Cockhill winning 4-0. The first goal, 90 seconds gone, a dream start.
Oh, definitely. Whenever as a striker, a winger, if you get a goal early on, you just feel good straight away. Like, you can't get much better than that for a start of a game. Like.
And that first goal, you know, the defence was struggling to clear, the ball was going across the box, and in the end, you were in the right place.
Right, that's all it takes, eh? Right place, right time. The keeper wasn't great today at all. Like, and when I knew that Colin said that he parries stuff, like, and so both of my goals came from I'm just parrying it straight to him, it happens. Like.
And the second one was the ball came across, and I think it was on a free, and you were there, and the ball was pretty much just about to go over the line, but you made sure it got over.
Adam Wanish, he had a good free kick, and I knew straight away, just get across the keeper, straight to me again, tapping off the knee. Can't get much easier than that.
So, 2-0 up at the break, you know, you were comfortable, but it was important still to push on in the second half. You got two more, and it could have been more.
Definitely. They had a few good players. Number 10, Whelan, but he was tidy on the ball. Like, that was a good test we've got all year anyways. That's what you want in the games you want to be playing in. Like.
Yeah, no, they were a very young side, whereas Cockhill have plenty of experience, and, you know, that showed. And in the end, Gavin was able to bring on a few subs, Jack getting a goal, and it was good for him to be able to have four or five people coming on.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of competition there. Like, you don't know from one week to the next who's going to be starting, and you have to really show it in training as well. Like, he'll drop you as easy as that. Like.
So you've had three big wins on the spin now in the cup, but we're into the last eight now, and any team who gets into the last eight is going to be pretty serious.
Oh, there's definitely... Look, Buncrana, I think, lost 3-0. That team has to be quality. Like, if they're beating Buncrana 3-0, they must be good. Like, so there's going to be no easy games now, definitely not.
So in training now, the next couple of weeks, obviously you want to win the Inishowen and Premier Division, but the FAI Junior Cup, that's the jewel in the crown, isn't it?
That's the one. Like, after last year's disappointment, that's the one you think if you get that, you might make you forget about the intermediate maybe a wee bit, but... Even so, we've won Crana next in the league. We have to beat them. If we beat them, you'd fancy yourself to win, get over the line, and then a shown league anyways.
So overall, the spirit in the camp is there, the mood is good, and it's all systems go onwards and upwards.
Oh, definitely. Look, you're looking forward to the Junior Cup games, but you can't slip up in any of the shown league games. We'll have to win that. Definitely have to win that after dropping down from intermediate anyways.